That's what I'm talking about.
It's Reggae Monday. Reggae Monday on this morning cruise.
Welcome.
Yeah, Rastafari.
From exclusive interviews.
But I'm very well.
Yes.
Yo, because I'm well.
You know.
So it's not Zinkanyezi.
So Inkanyezi, Nezinkanyezi.
Nezinkanyezi. Yo, yes.
You do the smoothest reggae hit. When I'm a billionaire. And all your favorite segments. We've got everything you need to start your week right. Only on the morning cruise from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Bush Radio 89.5 FM.
Yeah! Rastafari!
10:13 and you're still tuned into Bush Radio 89.5 FM, the mother of community radio in Africa. A big thank you to Isetu for giving us that job shop segment. If you have any questions regarding those job shop, please send a voice note to or a message to our WhatsApp line on 061-862-1065. And up next, like I said, we have the one and only Jay Spoo on the line. Imakaya, meaning at home, is the latest Afro House single by Jay Spoo. Featuring Deep Patch, the song highlights the emotional importance of returning home and reconnecting with one's roots through warm Afro house rhythms and soulful melodies. The song explores themes of belonging, comfort, identity, and emotional healing. The track also encourages conversations around mental wellness and finding peace through community, family, and personal reflection. Welcome to Boost Radio, Jay Spoo.
Hola, what's happening, man? How you guys doing?
I'm amazing. How are you?
I'm fantastic. It's Monday. It's a brand new month. I'm looking forward to what the month has in store, but I'm very, very excited for this new release of mine, and I hope it really lands in people's hearts, man.
Amazing. So let me just jump straight into the questions. First of all, congratulations on the release of Amakaya. What inspired the song and its powerful message about home?
Yeah, so I've always been the type of musician who releases music based on personal experience and outlook. And after, you know, having gone through quite a few mental health issues, you know, falling and finding myself having the opportunity to rise, I established that home is the best place to be, man. Home is where we get to press restart. Home is where we get to feel loved. And for me, it was just experiencing that inspired for me to reach out to the patch and say, yo, let's write a song like this. Let's put a song like this that's going to remind people that home is the best place to be. And whatever it is that you're currently going through at the moment, don't forget, you can go home, press restart, rebuild and refind yourself. It is possible and you can do it.
I love that. You just mentioned about the mental health. So I have to ask you, you've spoken openly, like I said, about your mental health journey. How did those personal experiences influence the writing and creation of the song?
Yeah, man, I believe an opportunity to experience a setback, right? When you go through a setback, rather, it's an opportunity for a comeback. And I've always been the type of musician that wants to make people feel seen, you know. And I want to remind people that sometimes when life throws the hardest moments, you can always come back and better yourself and improve yourself. And that's what the song is literally about. I've always wanted to send a message and give advice where I can based on my personal experience. And right now where I am in my life, having been through quite a few mental health issues, I think it is my responsibility to share that information that I've learned to other people. And that's what it is, right? If you see something, you say something. If you learn something, you teach something. And that's where I'm coming from. And that's what I'm trying to do with the song.
Amazing. And I do have to ask you, for some of our listeners who's currently going through mental health, do you have any message to them?
Yeah. One, I always say, if you're currently going through something or something's starting to feel a bit heavy, it's not wrong to put your hand up and ask for help. Life is meant to be difficult, but it's about finding moments that make it worthwhile. Put your hand up and say, yo, I need the help. You know, when you start acting a bit different, when your outlook is starting to change, when certain thoughts and triggers are starting to happen, put your hand up and ask for help. I would highly suggest professional help more than anything else, but start by having a conversation with your family. See where they're at. If you're not getting help there, definitely go to professional help to seek a way out and understanding what it is that you are going through. Because sometimes we don't understand what we are going through. And us sitting with it, bottling it, is not going to do us any service. But put your hand up, ask for help from a professional person, and take it one step at a time and one day at a time. And I promise you, based on personal experience, when you take that first step into taking care of your mental health, only good things can happen from there.
Amazing, amazing. And tell us about collaborating with Deep Patch on the track. What did he bring to the song creation?
Yeah, man. So Deep Patch, I've always wanted to work with him. He's always reached out to me, to be honest. And, you know, because I've been so busy in the ups and downs of life, I've never really had an opportunity to feature him on a song. But I remember sending him a beat and I was like, yo, man, why don't you try this out? Let me know what you can come up with. I want the message to be this. And to my surprise, a couple months later, he sends me the thing. And I was like, damn, that's really what I wanted. And so the collaboration began like that. And I think what he's been able to do here is encapsulate what I was thinking when I sent him the brief. But at the same time, tell his story. Because he's from Durban. He's been hustling. And he's been waiting for an opportunity to make a song with me for so long, or a song like this for so long, that finally that has arrived. It has arrived, rather. And now we get to have greater impact. So, yeah, man, in terms of creativity, I think from a lyrical perspective, his soulful melody, just the easiness of the song, you know, that's a lot and that's enough. And so I think he put his heart out, and him also being from Emakhaya as well, was something that was truly special. I think for him to be able to translate his feeling of home onto a song that people can relate to is really, really special, you know?
Amazing. 10:19 and you're still tuning into Bush Radio 89.5 FM, the mother of community radio in Africa. Do hit us up, like I said, on our WhatsApp on 061-862-1065. And we are currently having a conversation with none other than Jay Spoo, talking about his new release, Amakhaya, featuring Deep Patch. So, Jay Spoo, the cover artwork also carries a strong emotional message. Can you explain the meaning behind the imagery and the journey it represents?
So obviously, when you think of a Makai, which directly translates to at home, it doesn't necessarily have to be farmlands for most people, right? It can be in the suburbs, but it's what that space holds that makes it feel warm, that makes it feel like a place of peace. And that's what Emakhaya is all about. Reminding that when even tough times happen, you can go back to that place. Now, when you look at the cover, most of us grew up, I'm from Mandeni originally, which are the farmlands. We always arrived in a taxi. We always took a taxi. It was long distance. And along that route, you would have random conversations with the people sitting next to you. And then when you finally arrive, you are carrying so much luggage that you might even need neighbors to come through and assist you get your clothes or your luggage or your groceries into the house. Everyone gathers around you. It's a celebration. There are chickens. There are different cackles. Obviously, there's a Rondo house in the article as well, which represents tradition and culture. So the culture, the song literally just speaks to that moment of arriving home and what home looks like for most of us, which is the depiction that you can see on the cover. A taxi, lots of luggage, seeing a couple of chickens on the road, seeing some goats, you know, just the background as well, representing mountains, dispersed locations. Yeah, so I really tried my best to design something that spoke to what the song and the message of the song is all about, which is home. And this is what home looks like for me and for most South Africans, I would say.
Not you taking me home. So finally, what can fans expect next from Jay Spoo, and where can people stream or support Emakhaya?
Yeah, so Emakhaya, Jay Spoo featuring Deep Patch, is available on all digital platforms. You can find on YouTube, everywhere. But on top of that, I will be releasing Emakhaya merchandise that's going to be available on jsmoentertainment.com. Because I've just launched my merchandise today. You can go to my website, jsmoentertainment.com. But we're working on new music. I'm glad to be back on this wavelength of being, positive and confident enough to release stuff. Because that's the thing, right? As a musician, sometimes you don't have enough confidence to release it. You make it, then you hold on to it. You're like, oh man, I worry what people are going to think. But now I'm in a space where, and I'm grateful for God for this, I'm in a space where I can make music, confidently release it, because I know God is putting me in the right place at the right time with the right people. So it's literally now in God's hands. I'm not trying to control the release of music as much as I used to anymore. So you can expect a lot of music coming soon. We're going to play around with a couple of genres, because I believe every genre has something to offer. Mm-hmm. And it's going to allow you to tap into a different side of yourself. So I'm going to venture into that as well. So I'm just looking forward to seeing more music coming out. Obviously more DJing nationally is something that I'm looking forward to as well. A couple of bookings coming from out of town, so that's going to be great to see how to connect with different people from different backgrounds. Mm-hmm. So yeah, there's a lot, man. We're just trying to build a national brand, trying to connect with as many people as possible, and trying to remind people that your dreams are possible. And I'm going to remind people of that, not just by saying it, but by being an example myself. So yeah.
Thank you so much, Jay Spoo, for sharing your music and sharing your path, your insights into this, your whole journey. Thank you so much. And please send us your upcoming songs, your projects.
Yes, I will. Please. Shout out to Bush Radio, man. You guys are always supporting. Mm. Also, I must admit, right, like I've been listening to Bush Radio a couple of times now. You guys do a lot of amazing work and have a lot of important conversations when it comes to community stuff. That is what I'm all about. And I just want to commend you guys and your team behind the scenes, always putting the community first. And yeah, when it comes to community radio, like Bush Radio is probably my favorite radio station to listen to. So thank you.
Thank you so much. Have a lovely day further.
No, you guys have a lovely one as well. Okay.
Bye.
So cool, bye.
And that was the one and only Jay Spoo. Like you said, he just dropped a new song called Emakhaya, featuring Depeche. Emakhaya, let me just say it right. Emakhaya feed Depeche. So let us listen to this song while we are waiting for the 10:30 news headlines. And up next, we do have another segment called What Happened on This Day in History. So stay tuned for that one. Giving you Emakhaya, Jay Spoo featuring Depeche. Do enjoy.
about to hear.
Follow us on the social network. On Facebook, it's Push Radio 89.5 FM. On Twitter, it's at Push Radio. Get it? You got it. Post your comments and send shout outs to your friends, mother of all community radio in Africa.